Inside Steve Bannon, Rick Reynolds CPAC kickoff dinner with right-wing global dignitaries, MAGA royalty. By Wendell Hasebo on February 20, 2025. Right-wingers and MAGA allies from across the globe gathered on Wednesday at the Gaylord National Resort, situated just outside Washington, D.C., for a CPAC kickoff dinner hosted by Steve Bannon and presidential envoy Rick Reynolds. The dinner's VIP guest list appeared as a populist reunion of global dignitaries, MAGA allies, and America First royalty. It included Nigel Farage, leader of Reform UK, Patrick Yockey, chairman of the European Conservatives in the European Parliament, Soren Moncaișu, member of the Assembly of Deputies, Romania, George Simon, president of the Alliance for the Union of Romanians, and Eduardo Verostegui, film producer. February 19, 2025 dinner attendee list by Gemeinschip Unscribed. While the attendees waited with anticipation for their hosts to appear, the guests mingled in the hall while enjoying an open bar. MAGA red speckled the room, a color frequently spotted in Washington after President Donald Trump's landslide victory in November. Bannon appeared just after 7:30 p.m. in his typical dark-colored button-down shirt with a field jacket. He walked over to reporters with Reynolds, who wore a gray suit and graciously answered questions from the establishment media. Reporters tossed Reynolds questions about his latest successes as Trump's envoy for special missions. Reynolds touted how Trump's personality and power of negotiation unlock success in dealing with foreign leaders. When asked about what foreign leaders could learn from Trump, Reynolds pointed to the president's straight talk and authenticity. Watch, live, day one of CPAC continues. They're tired of politicians that kind of say politician words. And they want straight talk, Reynolds replied to NBC News's Catherine Doyle. They want people who are transparent, people can sniff out authenticity. And I think they respond to authenticity. Bannon, giving remarks during dinner, launched his speech with muzzle velocity. He challenged the attendees to take action against the global elites and administrative state that tried to destroy Trump, MAGA, and the Republic. What are you going to do? What are you prepared to do? He asked. You gotta search in your heart, this crowd right here, you on an international basis, but particularly Americans. We're not going to have Trump forever, Bannon warned. We have to take down the administrative state. We have to take down the deep state. Trump was, politically, dead and he resurrected himself, he said. They, MAGA's political foes, never thought that you in this room would ever be back in power. They thought not just we were losers, but we were dead. Politically, culturally, as a civilization, that's the war we fight. The enemy is what I call the Party of Davos, Bannon explained. It's a combination of international organizations, the money centers of the City of London, of Frankfurt, of New York City, and easy money overlords in the tech worlds. This is war, he declared. They're out to destroy us and destroy this republic. And if you don't understand that, you don't understand the fight ran, and this is why Trump is so unique. Divine providence works through him, Bannon said of Trump. He's an imperfect instrument, and being that imperfect instrument makes him only more powerful. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.